The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, everyone. Lord knows you're listening to the National Intel Report. I'm your host for tonight, Richard Carey, filling in for William Repilum here on this Wednesday, the 26th of April, 2023. I still enjoy using that format for opening. I just remember how the late, great John Stadmiller used to open his show. May he not rest in peace. I hope he's continuing in the beyond to achieve great things. I have with me tonight a well-respected host among my circles as my co-host, none other than Paul in California with us. Paul, thanks for being here. Welcome, sir.
Well, thank you for asking. I am very flattered of your compliment regarding well-respected. I'd like to be able to earn that, and looking forward to our chat as usual.
Yes, and indeed. I mean, well, you have been a researcher for quite a while in your lifetime, hearing a lot of theories, so-called conspiracy theories from back in the day from a lot of other people. And, you know, you've never been afraid to look at the, very far-reaching depths of some of these. You know, that's one thing I could say right off the bat if someone were asking me to describe you. But, I mean, certainly you've been around the radio block, so to speak, quite a bit. When I first was aware of you, you were a regular contributor at James Fetzer's show. You were contributing, mostly with comments, and that when I was at Renegade Broadcasting, I was aware of you from there as well, though, and, you know, other places. But, I mean, you know, you going back decades, you've mentioned a lot of radio personalities and researchers you've been into.
Yeah, well, again, I blush at the term researcher, so I'll accept your assessment. I'm not sure if I really agree. Sometimes I like to think I'm just a blowhard with a little bit of hot air leaking out of me. But why not? You know, when you listen to the blather these days that's on the conventional media as well as even the alternative media, so-called, a lot of it is just completely absurd and in many cases misses the point of, you know, what we're facing and what we need to do. And I'll just make a statement here that I kind of not said directly, but I think everybody is comfortable with the fact that a multicultural, multiracial nation is not a nation, okay? And a multicultural, multiracial nation can be really described as just an international bazaar, okay? A big, human, you know, blob mass of consumers, and this is exactly what our masters want to happen. And I'm not sure when I first became in tune with the sales pitch propaganda. I would say it's probably back in the 90s when I kept hearing such things as diversity is our greatest strength. And I was asking myself, is really kind of a neophyte, why is that exactly? And how does that make us strong? Why do we need to be strong? Are you talking about a military strength? What kind of strength is being referred to here? And I pretty quickly deduced it was nothing more than a sales pitch. And having done a little bit of sales, I recognize a sales pitch, you know, just like a slogan. And then as things progressed, everything started to unravel. And we find ourselves in the predicament we are now, where year by year and decade by decade, everything seems to be getting worse and worse and worse. And very few people, if any, are getting to the hardcore kernel of the truth about what needs to be said. And they have us dancing around in the empty tennis court of politics, you know, where we're just batting a ball back and forth across the net about the Democrats or the Republicans or the liberals or the conservatives. And this is why I don't believe that there is anything important at all about people like Tucker Carlson or anybody else that's making millions and millions of dollars a year, whose paymaster is ultimately Jewish, and who will not touch the third rail, the fourth rail, or the fifth rail, but only touches the two rails of the conventional so-called debate. People that say such things as, oh, I don't care what color you are as long as you come here legally, okay? It's, quote, legal immigration that's important, right? Not race. Or the people like, for example, Tucker Carlson himself said, well, demographically, we're going to be a minority. The white people are going to be a minority in this country, and I really don't have a problem with that. See, to me, any white person who thinks that way and says such a thing is, in my opinion, the enemy, and they should be dealt with either by a re-education camp or up against a wall and shot. So those would be some opening remarks for the moment. If you have anything you want to say, great. Otherwise, I understand we might play a short clip, if you don't mind, and we can comment on it.
Yes. No, let's get to that clip. I mean, I started listening without even paying attention to who it was from when you sent it and suggested we play it. And when I started hearing the voice and seeing the visuals, I already established an impression within a few moments. And once I looked at who it actually was and the channel it was on, I was a bit taken aback. I mean, I had heard that this person was, you know, into all this Q stuff related to Trump and white hat propaganda, but not quite to this level. And it's been a while since I interacted with the individual, so I didn't catch his voice right away, you know, pick up on who it was. But yeah, if Mike has that clip ready, Paul? Would you like to introduce
it? Yeah, I was going to say, if I may introduce it, of course. So many listeners will be familiar with Mike King of Tomato Bubble, and Mike King, who is ostensibly on our side, right? But he has taken a plunge, a toboggan ride down into this abyss that you people will now be able to hear. It's about 8.5 minutes long.
All right, well, whenever it's ready, Mike, please roll it for the listeners. I believe he should have it. I Skyped it to him. How Trump... Okay, yeah, please. Yeah, let's play that clip now. How Trump and the military secretly used warp speed to save the world. If you would, please.
Or normie who wore masks while driving in their car during the great scamdemic, then surely a thinking person must have realized by now that the entire event, with its subsequent variants, was a globalist hoax involving the financially incentivized rebranding of the flu and pneumonia and even heart attacks and strokes as, quote, COVID. The question is, why did Donald Trump go along with the hoax, and why did he say that his warp speed vaccine saved, quote, tens of millions of lives? Here's the clip.
Are you glad that the vaccine program worked? I know that you, I was surprised, I'll be honest, but I was pleasantly surprised that you came out and said that you'd not only been fully vaccinated, but you thought other people should be too.
Well, we saved tens of millions of lives. Maybe this would have been the Spanish flu of 1917 had we not come up. And I got it done in 9 months as opposed to they were projecting from 5 to 12 years. I got it done in 9 months. So I'm very proud of it.
You were great.
I'm against mandates.
Right.
Strongly against mandates. But I'm very proud of what we did. I saved worldwide tens of millions of lives.
As ludicrous as Trump's statement may have seemed, he was indeed telling the truth when he said that warp speed saved tens of millions of lives, albeit not in the way that most people would understand that statement. When the stupid 19 scamdemic, planned more than 10 years in advance, was finally launched with such deafening wall-to-wall fanfare in early 2020, Trump, although he knew the hoax was coming, was dealt a very difficult hand to play. Only now, with the benefit of 2020 hindsight and the inevitable petering out of the grand hoax, can we fully assess and appreciate how this dangerous initiative was masterfully deactivated and the world, battered and bruised, was saved from the globalist endgame of genocide and world dictatorship. To better understand how Trump's rollout the warp speed vaccine saved the world, let us review the timeline of events. Summer, fall 2019, Trump and the White Hats of military intelligence know in advance what is about to be sprung upon an unsuspecting world. Indeed, arch globalist criminal Bill Gates and many other big names from 2015 to 2019 literally told us what was coming. January 2020, fake news and laughably fake images begin rolling out a story about a deadly coronavirus originating from a bat in a so-called wet market from China. March 2020, the switch is flicked. An endless stupid 19 mania explodes across the world in total lockstep. Governments, corporations, media, Hollywood, tech companies, quackademia, and the sports leagues go all in and all at once in a coordinated effort to terrorize and lock down the normies of planet Earth. March 2020, under the massive global assault from every direction, Trump has no choice but to acknowledge the crisis and then, in a classic example of keeping your enemies close, brings the evil Dr. Tony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Bitch into his circle and daily briefings, and he pledges to bring a vaccine to market in record time. Spring 2020, under the phony pretext of protecting voters, the globalists and communists openly call for greatly expanded mail-in ballot voting for the November 2020 presidential election. Their true objective, of course, is to rig the election and get rid of Donald Trump. Spring and summer 2020, Trump continuously warns about a plot to steal the elections with mail-in ballots as he pretends to be powerless to stop it. All of 2020, the destructive lockdowns continue as the election approaches. The election is stolen by a Biden imposter working for Trump. But now Trump and the White Hats have all of the evidence because the election theft was a sting operation all along. The fraud, enabled by the lockdowns, will all be revealed in due time. December 2020 through January 2021, Trump appears to be powerless to stop the coming transition to a new administration. But in reality, Trump, on his way out the door, supposedly, hands temporary dictatorial powers over to the U.S. military, and he federalizes the National Guard units of all 50 states until 2024. The Biden inauguration was actually a transitioning of Washington, D.C. to military control, with Trump remaining as the secret commander-in-chief. This is what Trump meant when he referred to himself as a, quote, wartime president, fighting a, quote, invisible enemy. The stupid 19 hoax was thus boomeranged against the deep state because Trump and the White Hats knew the playbook in advance. January 21st, 2021, a Biden imposter under Trump's control is installed in a fake Oval Office. And in due time, Biden will be destroyed in a way that cannot be linked to Trump, who remains the true president under a secret emergency military government that has already executed the real Joe Biden. May through July 2021, even the communist-controlled demon rat states, New York included, begin to open up as Trump's voluntary vaccine makes nervous normies and loony liptards feel safe again. The deadly globalist schemes of a five-year vaccine delay and continued lockdowns, a devastated global economy, and a mandated worldwide vaccine microchip injection, all under a one-world government, were thwarted by the brilliant tactical maneuvering of Trump and the White Hats, not to mention World War III, which was also blocked by Trump. So you see, Trump really did save tens of millions of lives, and actually, perhaps, billions of lives. And we have reason to believe that globalist scum such as Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates were rendered to Gitmo prison and possibly already executed. So, it is time to stop whining about Trump's vaccine. Wah! My warp speed! Trump sold us out! We are at war, people. And we must stand as one behind this fearless leader who is killing the new world order. You may disagree with this analysis if you insist, but it's so easy to be a critic when you're not the one in the arena taking the blows. Tell me, how exactly would you have handled this massive globalist psychological attack if you were president of a dumbed-down, scared shitless nation of normies? Think about it. This is Mike King of RealHistoryChan.com signing off. Please like this video, share this video, and support our important work.
Okay, well, I apologize, folks, for us not bleeping out that one bit at the end. I wasn't thinking about that when I checked it out and sent it. Usually I'll actually send MP3s when I prepare enough in advance. I mean, we're going to have the break, but Paul, would you have an opening response?
Well, I'm not sure what you're referring to there at the end, but yeah, so I just wanted, you know, people to hear this. So a lot of people know of this man and his book or books, the Real History Channel, whatever it is. And we've all heard him over the years. And this is what can happen when too much fluoride is in the water, too many chemicals are in the air, you don't take your vitamins, and you literally become retarded. And when you think about the various levels of retardation in that clip, it's staggering. It's staggering to think that a grown man would be this way. In other words, we're told that Trump is really in charge and the White Hats are really in charge, right? And we'll finish on the other side of the break.
Sounds good. All right, stick around, folks. We'll be right back. Thank you.
which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bull out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and Oklahoma.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong. And we'll rock till break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven. You're listening to RBN in defense of the Republic.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
National Intel Report. Richard Carey hosting with Paul in California tonight, filling in for William Rapillum on his Wednesday evening National Intel Report. We just played an interesting clip for you to comment on, Paul, and we actually just added our associate, Mr. Davis Lerman, is here with us as well now. Davis, welcome. Thanks for joining.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Paul, we have a short segment here before the lengthy segment in the second half. Would you like to
continue.
Give some remarks? Yes, continue,
right.
Please.
So again, for those who heard this clip and what he was saying, this is a grown man who's supposed to be educated, who has his own internet site, okay, real history, and who ostensibly has been, quote, on our side in the past in terms of so-called revisionist history. And here he would have us believe that Trump and the so-called white hats in the military are actually in charge and that they are the ones that orchestrated the false Biden election win and that Biden is likely executed and or in, you know, Guantanamo along with others. and that they're doing this all for some convoluted way to show us or to reveal to us the absolute corrupt deep state. And I ask anybody out there, any listeners, can that make sense in any way, shape, or form? It's completely retarded. It's like this man never had his father sit down and have the talk and said, you know, the quarters underneath your pillow, you know, the debased currency with that's infused with copper, not even real silver anymore. Well, guess what? I put those there. There is no tooth fairy. It's like this man is missing that part of his brain to actually have us believe that what he just said has any inkling of truth, that he rolled out warp speed to save tens of millions of lives. It's stunning beyond belief. And by the way, I will not name the host, Richard, but there is an RBN host who gives this credence. And that's how I became aware of it. I'll leave it at that, and I'll take your commentary or Davis's.
Yes, Davis. I know you didn't hear the clip, but your description was rather apt.
Yes. Yeah, I think I know the Trump clip we're all talking about, where, as usual, he's taking credit for things that he should really sort of shy away from. But you see, this is the thing, though. It's about spin. So to say that it's surprising at all, it's not terribly surprising. Trump is sort of the former and one-time master of spin. He used to sort of lead the media around by the nose like a bull to the slaughter. It was a lot of fun to watch. We all hated the system, quote unquote. We hated the media for sure. And we wanted Trump, speaking of bulls, to get into DC like a bull in a china shop. We wanted him to wreck things. The secret passion of most white people with a brain screwed in their heads is they really want to see this system destroyed, because democracy is fake. It's gay. The civil rights promise turned out to be a trick where you have less rights and everything ends up going to people who don't look like you. And Trump is not, you notice, he'll gladly take credit, or what he calls it, assumes to be credit, for this vaccine rollout. But you notice no Republican, including Trump, again, the one-time populist, like the boomer whisperer, and he was even sort of a millennial whisperer. This guy could kind of talk to a lot of audiences. However, you notice Trump now, no one is addressing this. Yeah, great vaccine, whatever. Hey, our kids, for like five generations in a row now, our kids can't afford to buy a home in the neighborhood they grew up in. And as it turns out, the modern history of all real estate appears to be white people running away from black people. Anyone going to address that? No, let's just spin how the rollout for vaccines saved lives.
I like the term boomer whisperer.
Love it.
We could do it too. We just need to take Sledge's. We need to take Mike Sledge's lead on this. We need to find some some big TIDDY MAGA girls, except make them like. You know, never the Constitution again, girls, and go to it. Let's get all those boomers reprogrammed. They're easy to program. It doesn't take much. It just takes consistency and repetition.
Yeah, and you made a very. Oh, go ahead, Richard. Okay, I'll go. So you made a great point too about what most boomers would love to see. Okay, which is to have the whole system wrecked. And I made this precise point on another show a couple of years back, at least, where the thing is, if Trump was to even come close to doing the kind of things that he sort of intimated that he was going to do, I mean, he said some things very directly, but he also intimated others. Some people are calling it a dog whistle. I hear the music. I'll finish briefly on the other side.
Yes, indeed. We have the break. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
Took it all away.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Carrie filling in for William Rapillum here with Paul in California and Davis Lerman. And Paul, you were responding to Lerman's comments and the video we listened to earlier, sir.
Right. So, again, those were some very insightful comments by our colleague, and I don't know that they would actually need an addendum, but never to shy away from such. See, I think what Trump did more than anything was to again, reaffirm the illusion of governmental or state power as opposed to Jewish or international Jewish power, okay? So that's why I've been saying for a very long time that elections are useless and politicians are useless, because they only pretend to have actual real power and authority, okay? When in reality, everything about the government and the various agencies that they tell us are there to regulate industry, and in some cases, these agencies are supposedly there to protect consumers, these are all captured and have been inverted to do us harm, okay? So when a politician like Trump comes along and he's very plain-speaking, right? Like, make America great again, send them back, close down the border, grab them by the pussy. This is what every beer-drinking American man wants to hear, okay? Like Davis said, we wanted to see the thing wrecked and smashed, and people would have cheered. But I very quickly realized, even though I did hold my nose and vote for Trump, because, you know, in nearly 30 years I had not voted, and I thought, well, what the heck? You know, I'll take a chance that he might be somewhat genuine, and there's no other choice between, quote, him and Hillary. So therefore, I pulled the switch on Trump. But as we can all now clearly see, those of us who have cognitive function left, that state power, governmental power is an illusion. Jewish power is supreme, and that you're faced with what I call I just call it a gate, right? It's a yes or a no, or a one and a zero, okay? Trump either could do something about this or he couldn't, right? So whatever it was he promised, whether it was going to be bringing the jobs back, the manufacturing base back, closing down the border, you know, they got to go back, you know, lock her up, all the other stuff, either he could do it or he couldn't. Now, if he could do it, well, he didn't, so he's useless. If he couldn't do it, then he's useless. So that's the quandary that we're in, and I can't believe that Mike King has become retarded. So I'll take my pause.
Mm-hmm.
Davis?
Yeah, well, I would hate to keep doing this. Spot on, Paul. Off to you. You know, this kind of thing. But it's true. We disagree on a few things, but not a whole lot when it comes to this, because nothing could be more obvious. This is what's really troubling and frustrating. And people to say, you know, oh, we just need to convince a few more people. Well, literally, we need to do something in the vein of making people aware that the system is so fundamentally broken that it represents nothing of a sort that could ever serve you. It's not even designed to serve you the way it exists right now. It is so broken, it needs to be replaced. I know how that sounds to people. What was he advocating? Violence? Who the hell knows how we get there? It's really, I'll tell you, it's not even that out of the ordinary. I mean, the founders themselves built into the Constitution and the Declaration the very ability to overthrow it. So what I'm suggesting is not even that wild. It's just that we have such an entrenched bureaucratic power system that they would much rather call a bunch of people taking an unauthorized stroll through the Capitol, treat that like some sort of, you know, wild-eyed insurrection. This way you don't have to deal with the fact that what a real government who actually represented the people would do, this is any real government that's legitimate. If they saw people that upset, whether they were dumb or it was fake or whatever, if people are that upset, you should at least be smart enough to come out and say, we hear your concerns, we're going to address that. They don't even care that much for your opinion. They just demonize you, arrest you, throw you in jail. This is the system. Like, where have you been? You think you can vote Republican to fix this? Like, you must be brain damaged.
And Mike King, who's been doing so much revisionist work. I'm hearing myself in the echo on Skype here. I'm not sure why. Maybe we'll reconnect me soon and try that, Mike. But Mike King, who's done so much revisionist work. There, it seems better now. To go to this level of propaganda as far as the whole, well, he even went so far as to mention Bill Gates and who was the other one? Was it Fauci? Bill Gates and someone may already be in prison, Paul?
Right. No, he said basically, yeah, that Bill Gates and Fauci. Yeah, see, the whole thing, again, you know, to sort of continue on the thought line that Davis was just elucidating. Mm-hmm. See, the problem, you know, the disconnect is fairly apparent, but it's not apparent to a lot of people. What the percentage is, you know, we can only guess that. Because people still talk about politics and still debate this candidate versus that candidate as if it has any relevance at all. But the fact of the matter is again, it's obvious that the so-called government does not represent our interests, but is contrary to it. And Davis and I were having a chat earlier today in anticipation of the show, and I'm sure he'll remember when I made the comment that we can all watch YouTube videos and other platforms where we see you know, this mass mob violence by blacks. And we'll see blacks going in, sometimes on their own, sometimes in groups, shoplifting, you know, filling their bags up, filling their backpacks up, wrecking things. And, you know, again, the policy for the most part is they're not to be touched, right? They're just allowed, especially in California, it's got to be $1,000, you know, $995. Otherwise, it's, quote, it's not really prosecutable. Can you even imagine such nonsense? But I just made the simple point to Davis. It's like, okay, what if they were touched, right? What if they were touched in a fairly hard way? Do you think that would modify their behavior? See, everything is just so super obvious to me. It's like the border, right? If they ask for volunteers, okay, in 1 or 2 days, there would be thousands of guys, real American men, down there at the border with their pickup trucks and their own weapons, and we could take care of this business in no time flat. The fact that the government will actually move against us, will prosecute us, and or use deadly force to prevent us from enforcing our the laws that we already have on the books. See, this is another key observation, the fact that the government wants the laws that apply to us to be laws, but when the laws or the policy applies to their conduct, they want it to be just mere suggestions.
Yes. When it applies to us, it's the stringent application of the law prosecuted to the fullest. And then when it's anyone but whitey, then it's suddenly, it's society. He had a terrible upbringing. He's a struggling artist who took a gap year from his free scholarship college. It's all excuses ad nauseum. But when it comes to whitey, oh, thank God we finally got one to offset the column. The column called black crime. You know, there's an expression in all these schools. I don't care how liberal they pretend to be. There comes a day when they need to grade the tests. And everyone knows it's said in some form or fashion. There's just not enough white kids to go around. Because they always use the white kids in disaggregated groups to lift up certain populations. Well, we can call this kid special ed. Now we can raise that group up full of black dummies. And then, oh, we'll put a lot of money here. So we, this is all justification. Just like school and real estate, frankly, the modern history of all this is just white people running away from blacks. There's going to come a point where Montana is a place you can't even go to get away from these people. And what then, Whitey? Maybe you ought to think about what to do before then. You know, because you have rights. You deserve to live a peaceful life. Your children deserve to live in a neighborhood that they grew up in and afford to live there when they grow up. They deserve that. All this American promise stuff, how come it's all American promise for everyone but me, my kids, and anyone who looks like me? Starting to feel like I'm singled out here.
Well, I've recently advocated for not putting your eggs all in one basket, although many of us in some ways see there are no political solutions. We're hearing more and more people talk about it, accelerationism as a philosophy for how to fix things. But at the same time, yeah, who knows what the method will be? I think the thing is, all the energy is sucked up in these two major parties, of course.
Yes.
And, I mean, you have the Tuckers and the Trumps and the DeSantises who are complicit, you know, with these Zionists and these anti-white agendas. And so any racial true resistance building in the people is going to be wasted energy in this non-racial sort of manifestation.
Right.
These characters are to suck the energy, you know.
So focus on that for a minute, 'cause that's a key point, along with what Davis said earlier about a government that acts in our interest and what you just said about wasted energy. So, for example, what the Germans did, okay, was they put all the career criminals and the communist agitators and the Marxists and the Bolsheviks, they put them in camps. They put them in concentration camps. Oh, no, how terrible, human rights violation. And then what they did is they focused on their own people, the German worker, right? And they forgot about this international debt they supposedly owed. Oops, we really don't think we owe that, and we're going to go ahead and create our own money based upon work. It's not going to be based on gold or silver. It's not going to be based on any entry ledger entries in the what at the time before computers, right? And it's going to be based upon our own productivity and what we have to sell and what can we produce, okay? And that's when our country got a whole lot better in a hurry. And you know, this guy in El Salvador, I guess, took a page from that because they had a lot of problems with crime, one of the highest murder rates in the world, and so on and so forth. So according to reports, he has now rounded up and incarcerated 30 to 40,000 people, gang members, and alleged gang members and their associates. And you can see photographs online of all these kneeling, handcuffed, tattooed mestizos that are clearly they have lost their human rights and their freedom. And now crime has pretty much evaporated in El Salvador. Oh, imagine that. So, yeah.
Pretty straightforward. Yeah. Again, these simple solutions are always like sitting there on the table, but neither of these parties will touch it. They're so busy distracting you with pretty much everything we've been discussing in the way of, you know, the left and right parties. They represent very small fractionalized groups. They're not populist in any way. They've even tried to take the word populism. If you can believe this, we're supposed to be a democracy, but if you say you want to have a populist government, they're like, oh, heavens forbid. You know, it's so weird that people can't see this, you know. And this business of how we have parallels to prior countries in history, it's pretty clear everyone calls America, you know, like, why America, whatever. And it's for really good reason, because the Weimar versus the post-Weimar Germany were two very different animals. And let's face it, a lot of people know, even in their fever dreams or they try to deny it, they know that when a little man with a mustache shows up and fixes everything, you know, they're going to write some nasty books about him. And we just got to get to the point where we say, let's just fix the things and we'll worry about burning those books later.
And, you know, I want to add, too, that years ago, I'm not sure how long, it's probably 4 to 5 years ago, something like that, of the many clips I've seen on Hitler's speeches, you know, being translated, there was a nine-minute clip, I believe it was a longer speech, but he talked about the absurdity of the 32 or more parties in Germany that at the time, and this is why he basically outlawed all the political parties. You know, now, of course, there's all kinds of people that, you know, the people that are brain dead out there are going to think, oh, my God, what a terrible thing to do. Well, you know, it made everything a whole lot more efficient. Guess what? There's only one party. It's us. And, you know, when you see those clips that we've all seen of the various parades, marches, rallies, a lot of happy people, a lot of smiling Germans. And, you know, you can't just say, well, oh, you know, it was because they were afraid of the Gestapo. No, I don't think so. I don't think that you could get that many people to smile and look happy out of fear. So they don't want us to know. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I just felt the need to jump in because it's another sort of irony both parties love to ignore. Yes, Paul, it was bad when Hitler banned political parties, but it's good when Zelensky does. So you gotta keep it straight, Paul. It just depends who's doing it. It's not about ideology. Although when it comes to certain things,
touché,
Paul, it must be about ideology.
Well done.
It's called tactical ideology. It's like, how do we want to twist you up around our intentions? So if we want to convince you one way, we say, oh, please, that's pure ideology. And then when they want to twist you up another way, they say, oh, don't you have any critical ethos? Do you not stick to any? What do you believe in? You know, and then they try to get you on ideology. Well, I believe in one thing, and it's that this system has been dog-styling me and my people for long enough, and I'm in no mood to sort of, let's go back to the constitutional repair. Let's follow the thing that got us here. You got to be retarded.
No shortage of that. And touche on grabbing amongst the rotating, you know, Rolodexes around all our heads to grab that Zelensky reference. Yes, very well done. And, of course, they would have us believe that it's all about the Ukrainian people and their territory rather than Jews stealing money through war, okay? Because that's all they do. They steal money through war and politics and corporatism and stock market gambling and hedge funds speculation and so on and so forth. Meanwhile, the people work. The people grow food. The people go to jobs and factories and make things. They show up for work and they do whatever needs to be done, including set the table and serve food or anything else. But guess what? There's a certain group of people that rules us. It's not our government. It's an alien enemy. But they want us to believe that the government they own and control is going to be swayed by our vote. Again, it's a laugh. Paul,
here's the thing, though. See, Zelensky, he shut down media that wasn't a state apparatchik, and he jailed editors who wouldn't comply. But that was good because, you see, he was stopping misinformation about an essential war, the resistance of the Ukrainian people. When Hitler did it, it wasn't to stop misinformation. He was just diabolically evil. In fact, I think he might have had devil horns under that hat.
Indeed. Indeed.
Well, I hear the music, final short segment before hour two, and we will take some calls during the second hour. And you hear from our panelists. We'll be right back. National Intel Report, Richard Carey, Paul in California, Davis Lerman. Stick around.
Says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
And we're back for the final segment of hour one. Paul, is there anything you'd like to say to sum up this first hour's comments?
To sum it up, huh? Well, I do want to say this, as I am looking forward to the second hour in calls. And, you know, so before we go back to discussing what we were, I want to invite any haters out there to call in. All the supporters, you're great, and I always appreciate your calls, and, of course, you're welcome. But I specifically want to reach out to any Paul haters out there or any people that can't stand the things that I, you know, quote, stand for. And I'll make it clear, so everybody, if you want to come and hate on me, I'm anti-Trump-tardism. I'm anti-Christian-tardism, okay? I'm essentially a fascist authoritarian statism, at least momentarily, to rid ourselves of the gigantic parasite that has infested everything. And again, you know, it's just all these things have just become a logical development for me. It's nothing that I set out to do. But some of these people, you know, when they talk about the Constitution, like that's going to save us, a thing, a concept, a piece of paper is not going to save us. Just like the Christians talk about, well, it's in God's hands or Jesus' hands or God is in control of this realm. Really? Well, I don't see any evidence of that. So, again, just a quick, like I said, a clarion call to anybody out there that does want to call in the second air. We welcome your calls. You won't be censored. Anyway, thank you.
And, Davis, would you like to summarize your stance, what we've discussed here?
Well, less than a summary and more an addendum. I think, like I said, I'll just extend what it is we were discussing. To reconceptualize your position here so we stop worrying about the air in the room with the both parties and who's going to run. And, ooh, it's so exciting. Tucker Carlson's off the, you know. Instead of all that, just know your place in history. Why don't you try that? You had a war waged against you, and you lost it, which is why you are paying. You are paying. You will keep paying because the Civil Rights Act was like the Treaty of Versailles for America. And just as Germany was saddled by the Treaty of Versailles after World War I, which led to a post-Weimar Republic, we need a post-American Republic of some sort. Because even after you've been beaten down with the debts of the modern-day Treaty of Versailles called the Civil Rights Act, they're not done with you, America. No, no, no. Just as Germany, after World War II, had the Potsdam Conference debts, you too now must pay diversity, equity, and inclusion. So it's just getting started. So I hope you understand your position in history. Voting for any of these dopes is not going to help you, your children, or their children's children, because voting is what people do to make them feel like they've done something. Just like Tucker Carlson used to be on the air, so hey, at least someone's saying what I believe. Now I don't need to do anything. Maybe I'll hop on social media. I'm going to comment. See, I did something. No, you've done nothing, stupid. You've done nothing.
All right, real quickly.
Well put.
Real quickly. Solid Gold Radio right there, folks. And that's why we have this man on. And by the way, that's the first time I've ever heard such a thing as we had a war waged against us. We lost, and the Civil Rights Act was like the Versailles Treaty. Beautiful.
Well, stick around for hour two. Listeners, we will be taking your calls. If you want to join us, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.